Keys.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Baby, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. And happy birthday. How was it?
Thank you. It was great. It was exhausting also. Oh my God. I went 5 straight days of celebrating. Jeez. Pretty much. But last night I got over 8 hours of sleep, rare for me on a weekday. So I'm very well rested and raring to go today. But I feel like I want to get into all the birthday stuff because I was so excited with all the different things.
Yeah, I want to know what you did.
I know. I did so many different things, and I don't often do this much.
Right.
But it began last Wednesday when I took my son to the Power Rangers premiere, which was super fun. And also, I'm one of those people. I'm so much like my mom. Like, I love the positive, and I focus on the positive, but I also acknowledge the negative instead of ignoring it. I had a great time at the premiere, enjoyed the movie. I'll get to the movie in a second, but oh my fucking God, parking for that theater was $30.
That's typical in LA.
$30?
You got a free movie ticket to a movie that nobody's gonna see. You're gonna walk the red carpet. You
know, I know.
Your son, and you're bitching about $30.
That's expensive.
Which,
for parking.
Which, by the way, is a complete tax write-off for you.
I don't think it works that way. But
yes,
anyways, I loved the Power Rangers movie. I went in with, I wouldn't say low expectations because I saw the trailer and I liked it. But I think I went in with no expectations. And I ended up liking the movie more than Beauty and the Beast.
Wow, really?
It felt like it had more heart. And it just gave me a little bit more of everything. It had heart. It had humor, a lot more humor. It had action. It had effects. It hit all. It checked off all of the items for me. It was like the best popcorn movie. So that was fun. And then Thursday of last week, I took my mom to see Absinthe, which is this adult circus without animals. And it's sexy and outrageous / offensive. They really push the envelope to the point of sometimes pushing it too far, like to the point of like ripping up the envelope, like racial jokes, sexual jokes, like, and I was thinking about that, like, just because
you have no sense of humor for this stuff, you really don't. You always get upset about stuff like this.
No,
like, they're just jokes.
No, I get that, but just because something is on purpose meant to be offensive doesn't make it not offensive.
To you. I guarantee you if I went, I would not be offended. I would probably laugh.
There were, you know, there was humor about black people, about gay people.
People are funny. Gay people are funny. Heterosexual people are funny. People are funny in general. Who cares? Goof on them. Who gives a shit? I just don't understand people like getting, it's a comedy show. Like, lighten up.
I like outrageous. And I enjoyed the show.
Right.
There's a fine line and a difference between outrageous and offensive. I don't think you need to be offensive. Like, sure, I'm not saying
no one
you
made
can't.
You the offensive police. No one's asking you. No one's saying, hey, Perez, if you're saying for me it's too offensive, that's cool. But for saying it for everybody else, well, that's ridiculous. Because I guarantee you I would go in and probably just laugh and I would be offended 0%.
Yeah, but it would probably be even more effective and funnier if they didn't go that hard. The sexual humor is beyond outrageous. Like, and I'm not a fucking prude. I love porn. I'm all for people having threesome relationships. I am not a prude. And for me to say certain things in that show were offensive, you know, I don't think I'm easily offended either.
But you're comparing your sexuality and sexual stuff to jokes. The things that you just said, well, I'm into porn, that's sex. Three-way relationships, that's sex. Like, none of that seems to bother you. But when you're talking about content of people just making light of stupid things, that's what seems to bother you all of the time, even on this show.
I don't think it's necessary.
I know, like, you don't, but it's...
All right,
you know,
whatever. Anyways, I don't want to waste time on this. That's a stupid point. But I still enjoyed the show.
Okay.
I would have just enjoyed it more had it... And I'm not even saying be classier, like... I love outrageousness. Outrageousness is exciting.
Well, that's what you like.
Yeah.
I like when people go for it. I like when comedians burn the house
down. I do too. Whatever, fine. I think it's more exciting to be outrageous than it is offensive.
You should just say, is the show for you or it wasn't for you?
It was. I said I enjoyed it. Okay. And I'm just critiquing it. That's what we do on this show.
I got you.
Anyways, that was Thursday. Then Friday. All right. So I would just like for our listeners to have a moment of trust here. Let's have a little privacy bubble. I'm not an idiot. Like, I'm saying this out into the public.
Don't rat on you.
I'm not going to publicize this clip, and there might be another clip later on in the podcast that I'm not going to publicize, but I am an honest person and I like to be honest at all times. On Friday, they were having a Beecher's Madhouse, which for people that don't know, it's, you know, like a fun club slash show experience at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. So I hit up Beecher, whom I know, nice guy, very nice guy. And I said, hey, can I get a plus one and come see the show on Friday? And that's all I asked for. And he said, of course, let me hook you up with a table. I'm like, what? Amazing. I didn't even ask for a table. And that wasn't even a roundabout way of me asking for a table. I legitimately just asked and expected and would have been happy with me and one friend getting in there to view the show. So he offered me a table and he said, oh, a table fits between 10 to 14, depending on, you know, the people. I'm like, oh my God, amazing. Well, I'll bring some friends and I'll let you know the exact number a couple days before. So I invited some friends, not that many, because it's between 10 to 14, including myself. And I took my mom and I took my mom's boyfriend and I took my sister and I took my sister's boyfriend. And then I only invited three friends. So we get to the Madhouse at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. And as instructed, I emailed. Well, first I texted. I texted the VIP host and Beecher. And then they texted back eventually, but it was like, you know, 10 minutes later. I also emailed them to let them know that I was there in case they were having, you know, text issues or whatever. And I don't fucking know why. I just wanted to cover my bases.
I got
right?
you. So I got you. You're very thorough. That's true.
Yes, I like being thorough. I texted them and I emailed them and waited in line happily like anybody else, even though I had a table in there. And eventually, it got to be 45 minutes before somebody came to get us and take us to our table. And at that point, I was in the worst fucking mood. Oh, I let these people know more than one, by more than one means of communication, text and email, that I was here already and I got there early. I got there at 10:40 and the doors open at 10:30 and I got in line because I'm a chill person. Like, I don't even need to go up to the front. Oh, they're gonna come get me. You know, I texted them and I emailed them. Like, I don't want to, like, hey, I'm here or whatever. Like, that's, and I just waited in line because I didn't want to seem douchey. Like, I'm happy to wait in line like everybody else. And there was, and it was 45 minutes till they fucking got me.
I've been to Beecher's and I've waited in that line, and that line is typical. That's every person waits in that line. Like, we had a table and everything. I have sort of the same story. I think it's just kind of a shit show getting people in.
Yeah, well, that sucks balls.
I had the same thing happen to me. But I wasn't upset. It's like everybody waits there. It's just kind of the thing, you know?
It just made me happy, A, that I don't normally go to places like that in Los Angeles. And when I do go to places like that, it's in Las Vegas. And you can't compare Las Vegas to Los Angeles. The service
no
that you get
the service
in
you
Vegas
get next level.
Is the best. I never wait for shit in Vegas. I get there and immediately I'm escorted in. And it's one of the reasons why I love and live for Vegas. And I'm so excited to go there in a couple of weeks. So anyways, we get to Beecher's Madhouse. I'm in the worst mood. But like, I would say to make my already bad mood worse, and I'm still grateful for it. And I'm grateful, but I was in a bad mood, so this just enhanced my bad mood. They stuck us in one of the shittiest tables, and we couldn't see jack shit. So whatever, I fucking left after 30 minutes, gave our waitress a nice tip, because even though I had an awful experience, I still tipped well, because I don't want her to feel, you know, that she didn't make her
right. She didn't do anything wrong.
She didn't do anything wrong. At that point, I was like so fucking over it.
So did
I
you
left.
Take your whole party with you? Did you say, everybody, we're out of here?
Yeah, yeah. And then we went to a gay club in West Hollywood.
Right.
And
which one?
I loved it. It was a straight club that I had never been to before. And one night a week, they have a gay party. I think the party is called Commodore. And I was so excited because it was at this venue that I had never been to before. One Oak. Have you been there?
Up on Sunset.
Yeah, on Sunset.
No, I haven't been there. I know what you're talking about, though.
Well, it's the former Key Club. I'm sure you've been to the Key Club.
I've been to the Key Club, but I was trying to think if I'd been into One Oak.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I have. Is it a good party?
Awesome party. I had the best time. I loved that I was at a new place. It was a super cute crowd. And I was telling my friend, like, my friend was trying to play wingman for me. He's like, do you want me to introduce you to anybody? I was like, no, I'm thoroughly happy, especially compared to how unhappy I was at Beecher's Madhouse.
You just got new air. You know what I mean? Like, you got new air and it's fun. No, it's a hot place.
But I was telling my friend, I was like, I'm thoroughly happy and I'm open to love. I'm open to a relationship, but I'm genuinely not looking for it. Like,
right.
That's not my MO right now. So anyways, I had a great time and I committed to having a great time and I was dancing my ass off and just loved it. I loved it. I had the best time. Then Saturday, I wish I could have slept in, but I didn't because even though it was my weekend birthday celebration, I still love being a dad and take being a dad seriously and put my kids first. So I woke my ass up without getting enough sleep and drove an hour and a half to Anaheim to take my kids to see Peppa Pig live. And it was super fun. And they got to meet Peppa Pig afterwards. And then since I already like did something fun and big for my kids, I allowed myself the night off from daddy duties. And I met up with a friend and we went, this is like almost sadomasochistic. I went to a fundraiser at the Gay and Lesbian Center that was a food, wine, and spirits fundraiser.
And you didn't drink.
I didn't drink or eat. I ate my food.
God.
I ate my food in the car before getting in there. There was an amazing DJ, and my friend who's at the board on the board of directors at the Gay and Lesbian Center said that what happened on Saturday night normally doesn't happen at that event before, which is that people just spontaneously started dancing because there was a little dance floor and it turned into a dance party and I was dancing my face off. I was having such a good time and living my best life that I told a friend of mine, videotape this because I want to capture this moment and this feeling for myself and remember how much fun I had this birthday weekend. And I wasn't planning any of it. I had more fun this birthday weekend and week than I did last year by far. So that was a great time. And then Sunday, I woke up hella even earlier than Saturday, and I took my family, my mom, my kids, my mom's boyfriend, my sister's boyfriend, to Magic Mountain. Thank you, Magic Mountain. They invited me. I was specifically invited by Samsung. And this is the part that's just between us. I did my obligation to them. You know, I like to play by the rules. They invited me to test out their new Samsung virtual reality roller coaster. Because Samsung has this new VR gear. You know, it's like these super fancy goggles.
Yeah, people have seen the commercials and weird things happen and you can ride a roller coaster with them, yeah.
Yes. And they said, please tag us in your social media posts. So I did. Actually, let me look up the exact phrasing of what I said because I want you to be able to compare it. All I said was, quote, took the fam to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and I got to try out the new Samsung mobile virtual reality roller coaster. Exciting and exhausting day. So much fun. That's 1,000% true.
Yeah, nice post.
And I stand by that.
Safe.
I fucking hated the ride. It was the worst roller coaster I've ever been on in my life because it made me so nauseous.
Yeah.
Like, your brain and your eyes are not meant to experience something like that.
It is weird. All this VR stuff does something weird to you. Have you been on Harry Potter out at Universal yet?
No.
Same thing for me. I almost got sick.
I got sick.
Did you really? Yeah.
Yes.
I almost did on Harry Potter, and a lot of people do apparently. And it's because
wait.
These screens, and there's nothing really happening. You're in a chair that moves around, but something screws with your brain or something, you know?
I didn't puke. I didn't get that sick.
I mean, you got nauseous. You're just nauseous.
Yeah. Oh, I was so nauseous. And it lasted for so long. And my sister was nauseous. And my sister's boyfriend was nauseous.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. It was awful. Anyways, after I drove back from Magic Mountain, I had barely no time to get ready, and I capped off, finished my birthday weekend slash week festivities by going to see Maluma in concert. Do you know him? Are you aware of him?
I know who he is, yes.
You know who he is?
Yeah, he's a Spanish pop star.
I'm surprised you even know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is. Doesn't he have like 40 million followers or something crazy like that?
Well, cumulatively, I think he's got more than that. He's got 22 million on Facebook.
That's crazy.
And he's got 22 million on Instagram as well. And he had the most viewed video on YouTube in Spanish last year. I wouldn't say I had low expectations, kind of like the Power Rangers movie as well. Like, I had no expectations because I'd never seen him in concert before, and I've never watched clips of him performing either. I've just heard his music, and I'm a fan of the music. So I went in with an open mind, and Maluma was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And wow. I have been to thousands of concerts. Thousands of concerts. And you know I'm a critical person.
Yeah.
There was nothing I disliked about it. Everything worked so well together. Not every music artist translates well on stage. Some of them are not meant to be performers. Perfect example. I am a big fan of Lana Del Rey's music, but Lana Del Rey still is not good live. All these years later, you would think by doing it so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that nobody's good at anything when they begin. Unless you're just like a genius or
just
a
naturally
savant.
Gifted, or you have some sort of presence about you.
Yeah. But most people, the more they do something, the better they get
sure.
at it.
Right.
And I just saw a video of Lana Del Rey doing a surprise performance at South by Southwest recently, and it was horrible.
Still bad.
And one of the main reasons why Maluma was so good is that he loves being on stage. He loves performing. And he was so good at it. It also made me think a lot about Justin Bieber. Like, he does not like performing these days. And you could tell.
Yeah.
And boy, what a big difference it makes. He loves being on stage. His production was tight. He had video. He had pyro. I'm like, oh my God, he's bringing me the pyro. Like, I felt lucky and special because he put on an arena caliber show in a small venue. He had a tight band. He had dancers. He gave me 3 costume changes. And he was masterful with how he worked that crowd. His audience is predominantly female because he is so good looking. Oh my God. He's so hot. Like, I fell in love. Like,
how
I'm like,
old
oh my God.
Is he?
He just turned 23
yeah,
in January.
Yeah, he looked like a young kid in your picture.
He's got the whole world at his fingertips and his whole future ahead of him. And I was lucky enough to meet him before that concert, and he was such a gentleman with my mom. We took a photo, and I was like, get in the middle. Mom, I was like, Mom, get to the side of him so Maluma can be in the middle. He's like, no, let your mom be in the middle. She's the queen. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh, he's so smooth.
He's buttering you up.
He is a superstar. I am so thankful I was able to experience that concert at this point in his career. I hope and I pray for him that he's able to maintain
that niceness
love.
Too. Yeah.
That love for what he does and that humility and the appreciation that he has for his fans.
Because the bad boy dickhead thing is so over.
Yeah.
It's like the whole Bieber thing. It's just so over. Like, enough being a dick. People paid money to see you. Even when you're out in public, just be nice. It's not that hard.
Yeah. That wraps up my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Speaking of tours and touring, during the last stop of her sold out New Zealand stadium tour, Adele revealed to concert goers that she may never tour again.
She talks a lot on stage, though. She was probably just running her mouth. I don't believe her.
I believe her 1,000%. This is what she said, quote, touring isn't something I'm good at. Applause makes me feel a bit vulnerable. I don't know if I will ever tour again. The only reason I've toured is you. I'm not sure if touring is my bag. Well, first of all, nowadays, artists make the majority of their money through touring. But Adele is the exception to that rule. She is the one that still sells buttloads of albums.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need to tour. And touring is a grind. All that travel and, you know, yeah, it's great, but it's also hard. You can't deny that. I believe her because also, like, hello, how long did that take her in between albums? And she loves being a mom. Like,
yeah.
I think she was very specific with what she said. She didn't say she won't ever put on shows again. I think maybe she'll just do, like, residency in London. Bitch isn't even flying out to Vegas. She's like, I'm gonna do a residency in London at an arena here for a month. You wanna come see me? Plan a trip and fly out. In more music related news, I've gotta say the Ed Sheeran album has really grown on me the more I listen to it.
Love it.
So I just wanted to update on that. Also, we talked about the new Iggy Azalea song last podcast before it came out, just based on the single artwork. And it's come out now. And unfortunately, it was, I'm not going to say it was worse than I thought it would be, but I will say it was just as bad as I thought it would be. And that's not a good look. And unfortunately for her, it is a straight up stiff. The song is number 55 on iTunes right now.
It's a bad song.
Straight up flop. And also, by the way, I had forgotten about this. She already has a song with Bounce in the title. on her debut album, she had a song called Bounce. This one's called Mo Bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And I don't even know how this next girl began. I don't understand how it happened. Maybe you can explain it to me because you're familiar with her. This Cash Me Outside girl. She, I think, was on Dr. Phil.
She was on
Dr.
Phil. She was a guest. And honestly, she is someone that has built out of a meme. Those are memes, right? Where they take just little clips.
Yeah, but how was she able to become like an actual thing? This
because
girl
of the meme. Everyone shared the crap out of it. That appearance on Dr. Phil, it was like one of those cool pop culture things to say for a couple days, like catch me outside, I'm gonna take you out back and whoop your ass, is what she was saying. Just she's terrible to her parents. She's just an awful person. And of course, our society, what do? Well, we take people like that and we lift them up and make them stars. So
she
congratulations, America. You're stupid.
She has over 8.4 million followers on Instagram.
I'm trying to get to 10,000 and she's got 8.4 million for being, you know, trashy or whatever she is.
But like, what does that say if people were...
That's my point.
Yeah.
That says that she'll be president someday is what it says to me.
Well, I don't know about that, but she just scored a deal for a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been picked up anywhere yet. How it works is that means that she signed a deal with a production company and they're pre-publicizing it to try to drum up as much publicity and attention for it as possible because they want a bidding war because they want to get as much money for her as possible. It's not guaranteed that it'll make it on the air, but it just...
She's 14 and a half minutes in on Warhol's 15.
And she's only 14 years old, too.
Jeez. I shouldn't call her trashy because she's 14, but her whole being is trashy to me. Just the, you know, being on Dr. Phil and the way she treats her parents and other people. You just got to watch the whole clip just so you could throw up on yourself.
Well, I'm aware of her, but she's a violent teen.
Right.
And
right. So we're celebrating that as people.
No, I'm not celebrating it.
Well, of course we're not, but everybody that follows her, technically you are. You walk the line in this world. You walk the line, you behave, you try to do the right thing all of the time, and you can't catch a break. Then you get, you know, these people that just act horrible, and they're horrible human beings, and they get arrested and in jail all of the time. I mean, there's 100 examples of celebrities that do this that just continuously get celebrated, and you're like, why? It's the world we live in, I guess, if you get attention. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
I'm following her on Instagram, but that's just because I'm shamelessly trying to grow my own. I only have 662,000 followers. Oh. She's got 8.4 million.
Oh. I don't even think I have 3,000 followers on Instagram.
I hope this girl is able to achieve healing in her life and healing in a healthy way and not healing through more destructive behavior, more violence, more drugs, alcohol, all of that. So, in other news, congratulations to Cheryl, no last name, and Liam.
She used to have a last name, Cole.
She
right?
used to have a last. Yes, she used to have a last. Now she's just Cheryl.
Just Cheryl.
Her Instagram and social media is Cheryl Official, but she's just going by Cheryl, like Madonna.
Okay.
Cheryl, no last name, and Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, have welcomed their first child into the world, a baby boy, and they don't have a name. Like, how does that happen? You have 8+ months to think of names, and you don't have a baby name.
Well, my cat doesn't really have a name yet either. I still call her Boo Boo Kitty, and that's not really her name. So maybe they're just waiting for the personality to take on a name. Does the baby feel like a Jack? Or does he feel like a Lance? You know what I mean?
That's bullshit.
I can totally get it. Get it for some strange reason.
Let me tell you something. As a father of two, kids don't even start developing a personality until 1.5.
So maybe 1.5 they name the kid.
That's not legal. They have to give.
Oh, they have to give the kid a name. You're right, on the birth certificate. That's true.
Yes, I would have narrowed it down to my top 2 or 3, and then when I saw the baby, or the next day, or the day after that, chosen a name. The baby was born, and then days later, they announced the baby was born. They still hadn't chosen a name.
They should name the baby Cole, since she's not using that name anymore.
Cole Payne. Oh, I like that.
Not bad,
I like that. Cole, yeah. No, but no. They're not going to do that because that was her married name.
Oh, so yeah, they won't do that.
In other news that's relationship-oriented, or totally relationship news, John Mayer has a new song out about Katy Perry. The song is called Still Feel Like Your Man. Some of the lyrics are, I still keep your shampoo in my shower in case you want to wash your hair. Because as long as it's there, I still feel like your man. Now, some people might think that's very vulnerable and honest of him. I think that's just desperate and lame. What do you think?
I don't know. He's a songwriter. I can't really criticize him. I'd be criticizing Taylor Swift. I mean, she does the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
think
it's terrible.
Her lyrics aren't so lame.
I love the song that John and Katy did together.
It's called Who You Love.
Who you love. Who you love. Here, I got it right here.
You love who you love.
All right, I got it.
Her lyrics, when she comes in and she makes the appearance, she's so big on the song. It's better than I've ever heard Katy, or it's more different than I've ever heard Katy. I love that song. I don't know if it's dorky or not. It seems kind of real, the lyric, though.
I guess.
When you miss somebody and you keep things laying around that kind of reminds you of them and you refuse to throw them out. I get that feeling. I don't think that's so douchey.
I mean, he's clearly not over her.
No, probably
even
not.
Though
he hasn't dated anyone since her.
I just wouldn't put that out there. Like, I would not want my ex to know that.
Why not?
Because, like, I mean, I guess he wants to get back together, I guess. I don't know. Like,
maybe. Or maybe it's just, you know, when you break up with somebody, you know those feelings that sometimes it's hard feelings until they're not hard feelings anymore. And then you just kind of remember the good stuff. And maybe he's just singing about the good stuff now.
Well, I could think of better ways to sing about the good stuff than lyrics like that, where it seems like you want to get back together with your ex because you still feel like her man. Like, that's also disrespectful because when he had recorded, I mean, unless we don't know the timeline.
I don't know if it's disrespectful. I mean, he's talking about his own feelings.
She was with another man a couple of weeks ago.
But what? So he's not supposed to put his emotions to paper just because she's with somebody else? I mean, he's not saying, hey, I want you back. He's saying that, hey, I remember this stuff. I remember that relationship. It was a good one. Look, I can relate to it. I have relationships that ended horribly that were just went down in a blaze of glory. But now I look back on them fondly. I remember the good times. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we had fun. And even having a friendship with them now doesn't make me want to date them or want to love them anymore.
Look at it from normal people.
I am. I'm trying to apply it to myself.
Well, yeah, no. But look at it even more normal than yourself. Like, if your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend posted something like that on Facebook, like, oh, I really
miss her. I wouldn't give a shit. I wouldn't be looking
you
at
would
his,
not.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but of course you wouldn't be looking at it, but somebody might let you know about it. And then you wouldn't think that's disrespectful that he did that?
No. I would say, hey, dumbass, way to let go of a good thing. I got her now. I would just assume that someone would think fondly of Like if I looked at my own girlfriend, look, if I looked at my own girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend had said something to the effect of, yeah, I screwed that one up with that girl, she was great. That's how I would look at it. I would look at it like, yeah, the guy realized he made a fool move. And maybe that's what John Mayer's saying. Like, damn, I really should have worked that relationship out. It was a good one. I'm remembering those times and I'm singing about it. What's any different than what Taylor Swift does? I don't understand your point.
My point is,
I don't know why it's disrespectful. I mean,
I don't think it's as well executed as Taylor Swift.
You haven't even heard the song yet.
I read the lyrics.
Oh, you read the lyrics. So you're going to tell me that, you know, that all of Taylor Swift's songs are so poignant, like I'm feeling 22 or whatever the hell she's singing about. I mean, give me a break. Come on.
Whatever. Anyways, in other ridiculous news, Rob Lowe and his sons want to be the new Kardashians.
What?
Yes, Rob Lowe, Matthew Lowe, and John Owen Lowe have just sold their own show that's going to be airing on A&E, which sounds like the stupidest show ever. It's called The Lowe Files, and it's going to see them attempt to solve famous unsolved mysteries like Bigfoot and shit like that. First of all,
they should have called it Low Hanging Fruit.
Clearly, they ain't gonna solve shit. Like, that's a given.
I want to get to the bottom of how come those people are so good looking. Let's get to the bottom of that.
I know, but so like, if you're gonna do a reality show, like, commit to it. Like, don't, like, I don't know, like,
don't present it as something other than a dumb reality show. Don't attach something to it like we're looking for Bigfoot.
Exactly.
What you're looking for is fame, is what you're looking for, and you're looking for attention.
And a paycheck.
Just be honest about it. At least the Kardashians are honest about it as well.
That's exactly what I was, yes, that, because they're not going to solve
Bigfoot murder. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, at least be more straightforward and...
Yeah, just be transparent. That's all we're asking.
An update on a story we talked about last week, that Tomi Lahren girl, apparently her suspension is a lot longer than a week. She is out of the Blaze Network.
Wow.
And apparently it was a mutual decision. She only had less than a year left in her contract. Now both sides are negotiating her exit. More TV-related news. This upset me. Chris Brown is a guest star on Black-ish this week.
I tweeted about this. I'm very angry about this.
After everything, everything, not even just Rihanna, after everything.
I know.
He's the worst. He's having like a great 2017. He got his gig back at Vegas at Dre's, which everybody should boycott. And now he's on Black-ish. Like, I don't understand.
This guy hasn't done the I'm sorry tour. He doesn't act like he's sorry for anything that he does.
He's not sorry.
Yeah, and I'm all for forgiving anybody if you just ask for it. It's a bad look for Black-ish. It's a wonderful TV show that I love. I've talked about it on this before. I think it's a terrible, terrible move. And I think everyone should reach out to ABC and tell them what a terrible move is. It's a blight on a beautiful show. It really is.
More TV related news. The American Idol reboot is 99% happening.
Really?
Yep. It is now between NBC and Fox. Both are reportedly very interested in the reboot. It's about seeing who's going to pony up the most amount of money. And apparently NBC may be willing to offer more money because they want to reduce The Voice from twice a year to just once a year.
Right, yeah. They're leaning on that show too much.
Yeah. Well, there were reports that Kanye West was being courted to be one of the judges on American Idol, the reboot. He has shut down those rumors or reports, saying he is not interested in appearing on American Idol or any other TV show besides the Kardashians. Hmm. And I think that's a dumb move. I think being on American Idol would have been perfect for Kanye. It would have been one of the best things he could ever do for his career, because his radio days are over. Kanye hasn't, I don't even know what Kanye's last radio hit is. Do you?
I mean, Fade got some airplay.
It might have gotten played, but it wasn't a hit. Anyways, the main reason I said it'd be good for him is because it would show him in his element. He is, I think, a musical genius. One of the best of all time. Even though I may not be loving his most recent output, his first few albums were groundbreaking, exceptional, genre-defying, culture-defining. And also, I think being on American Idol would really humanize Kanye and hopefully make him likable, which he has a likability problem.
I don't think he cares.
He should care.
Why? He's got more money than God. He could live off of shoes for the rest of his life.
I don't know if that's true. He spends a ton, and he may not have that much. He's got a spending problem.
Yeah.
And also, his tours are big productions, and they aren't cheap to put on, too. Anyways, in other news, well, first of all, Scarlett Johansson must be having the most awkward press tour ever.
Why do you say that?
Well, she's having to answer repeatedly all of these whitewashing questions because her new movie, Ghost in the Shell, originally was this Asian, well,
Japanese character, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think it was the Japanese character.
I think it's Japanese, yeah.
Not only is she so thirsty, Jesus. Not only is she having to answer those questions, but simultaneously she's going through this bitter divorce that's public and having to answer questions like that. So recently, her soon-to-be ex-husband's lawyer had this to say. Mr. Dariok is tired of having to run his life and his child's life based on Miss Johansson's shooting schedule. She responded in a recent interview saying, quote, I am so proud to do a job that I love to do and I worked really hard at to get where I am and to be able to show my daughter that and have her come to the workplace and see that her mom is an independent woman making it happen is really important for me. So that's the war cry. If I was a judge and having to decide things in this issue, if he is a competent, loving, normal, healthy, sane dad, I would side with him and give him full joint custody.
I disagree.
Or maybe even more, because I don't think it's, if you have the choice or the option of giving a kid stability versus not stability and constantly traveling the world and tutors and new friends, why would you choose the latter?
Because you never take the child away from his mother, number one. Number two, it's not like this guy did not know what she did when he met her and they decided to have children, okay? They should have discussed this before they had kids, and that's it. I don't think there's any more debating about it. You don't split a kid up from its mother for no reason. She doesn't not want to be a mother. She's not saying she doesn't want to. She's saying that, look, my job takes me all around the world. You know that I've worked all around the world, and my every intention was raising my kid that way. And I don't disagree with what you're saying about being in one place and stable and this and that and the other thing, but still.
Unfortunately, the law is not on her side here. The law does give moms a bit of a preference. So it's up to them then to decide how that time is going to be split. So the guy's got a case. Like, he's going to have her 40% of the time. So figure it out. She may not like it because, oh, I can't tell you ahead of time because of my schedule. Well, tough titties. Decide on decide on how you want that to be structured. You know, I think what might be best is, you know, school for her with the dad and then all the holidays and summer with her.
That's hard to split kids up like that, isn't it?
You know, she can also decide to become a TV actress and have a much more stable life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to err with the dad here. Okay. Like, I think it's better for kids to have stability, like constantly traveling. Like, A, you may not get the best education that way. You're not definitely not getting a normal upbringing. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying she's a bad mom whatsoever. I totally get her valid point. You got to provide for your kids however you can.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. It's complicated. I don't know if this is complicated or maybe my statements will be controversial or not. I don't think they will. But this country singer recently faced a lot of criticism for taking her daughter to SeaWorld's Discovery Cove. It's like a SeaWorld type theme park in the Orlando area. People were just leaving nasty comments of why she'd take her daughter there to swim with the dolphins. Like, have you swam with dolphins before?
I have, yeah.
Do you think it's bad that she took her daughter there?
No.
All right, good. I don't either.
Oh, yeah. We agree. I don't think it's bad at all. I hate seeing an animal in captivity.
I think our thought process has also evolved. Like, I agree that whales should not be kept in small spaces, but I don't see any problem with that woman taking her daughter to swim with the fucking dolphins.
No.
Also, getting a lot of controversy is this Rachel Dolezal chick who is released her book. She's released her book. It's called In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. And, well, first of all, she's come out as bisexual. And her new phrase that she's calling herself is trans black.
I get it. I'm on her side here.
She says this. She says that she identifies as Pan-African, pro-black, bisexual, mother activist, artist. And since labeling all of that is too long, she prefers the term trans black. She also says, I don't identify as African American. I identify as black. I am part of the Pan-African diaspora, and I definitely feel like in America, even though race is a social construct, and we've acknowledged this in academia and in science, there is still a line drawn in the sides. There are still sides. Politically, there's a black side and a white side, and I stand unapologetically on the black side. I stand with my own internal sense of self and my own values. I almost don't even want to talk about the substance of what she says. I want to talk about what the style of her saying it.
I like the substance of what she says because I do understand what she is saying. I get her point. She's like, look, if somebody identifies, let's use Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is a man. Her chromosomes say that she's a man. Okay, she's a man. Bruce Jenner is Bruce Jenner. A man. Your chromosomes decided that. So she's saying that, look, we're all okay and cool with saying, you know what? We're going to call you Caitlyn because that's how you feel inside. And I have no problem with that. I'm on board. If that's how you feel, good for you. I don't want to begrudge you that. I got no problem with that. She's saying that, look, I identify as black. And to be completely honest with everything, she's more right than he is. Is there a chance?
No, listen,
hear me out for one second. Is there in her lineage, in her, from tracing her heritage back to go, to Adam, wherever you want to go back, is there a chance that there's some black in her blood? If it's 0.000001, there's a chance. Now, is there a chance that Bruce Jenner is, in fact, a woman? No, 0.0000. Why? Because two chromosomes decided that. That's her point. That's what she's trying to say. If you read through, if you kind of listen to the bullshit that she's spewing, I kind of get her point.
Well, I thoroughly disagree with you, and so does GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
What do they got to do with this?
She's calling herself trans black. A lot of people.
She's using the word trans. Yeah, okay.
A lot of people are, you know, bringing up this Caitlyn Jenner argument. This is what GLAAD says. For decades, nearly every major medical and psychological authority has agreed that gender dysphoria is a very real and distressing experience for hundreds of thousands of transgender people in this country. Comparing decades of research, medical consensus, and the experiences of thousands of trans people to this story is like comparing apples and oranges. The American Medical Association has clearly stated that treating gender dysphoria is medically necessary care, and hundreds of thousands of people in the United States and millions around the world are transgender. When trans people transition, they are becoming their authentic selves and are not deceiving anyone.
It's a bunch of bullshit. Has nothing to do with the point. No one's arguing whether, like I said, if Caitlyn Jenner wants to identify as a woman because Caitlyn Jenner inside has that dysmorphia, okay, I'm totally cool with that. I'm fine. I'm on board. I believe it. I accept it. I'm cool with it. Why can't you on the other side of it say, well, then she is saying the same thing. She's not claiming. She's just saying, look down the line. Look at my lineage. At least there's a possibility that I'm black. That I'm saying.
All right. Then I'm going to use your same exact argument and say, what if I want to say I am a monkey? Like, we all evolved from monkeys. Homo sapiens are monkeys. So if I start saying I'm a monkey now, you should respect that just as equally as you're respecting this woman who says she's black.
Okay. It goes into my argument. I'm with you. Okay. Perez, you're a monkey. Fine. You're a monkey. I don't care. I really don't.
We all are monkeys. I'm not a monkey.
I think we all are monkeys. We all, if you look at the chain of evolution, we used to be monkeys. Unless you're one of those people that don't believe in evolution.
All right.
We're all Homo sapiens. We're monkeys.
And what if I said I'm a cat? If I identify as cat, feline, I'm very feline.
That's a good question. Because can you... I don't think there's a possibility that cats could enter our lineage. A monkey could. A monkey definitely could. A monkey's a great point.
Also,
but listen, if you want me to call you a cat, I will too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit. You want to be a cat? You're a fucking cat.
But to the point that Glad made was...
They're wrong. I don't agree with Glad. I don't.
She is, I think, the only white woman who thinks she's black. Why are there not others like her?
Does she think she's black or she just wants to be accepted as black? They're two different things.
I mean, I could identify as Russian, but I'm not fucking Russian. What the fuck does that? I mean, it makes no sense to me.
I don't get it. I don't understand why it's so important to her. That seems kind of wacky to me that it's that important to her. That she's seen as black, but like I said, if you want to trace back her lineage, she just may be. It's in some percentage, very small, minuscule at that. But okay, if you want to, you know, jump up and down. I mean, we could both be American Indians for all we know. We don't know. I mean, we don't know.
In other news that's gotten people talking, Mayim Bialik, star of The Big Bang Theory and also a YouTuber, made a video about how we should stop calling women girls. I wish we could get her on the phone now because I have some follow-up questions for her.
Okay.
I understand the point she's trying to make about how she says that if you call women girls, that puts them in a place of inferiority to men. Does that mean that girls... Is she also arguing that women should also stop calling their female friend girls?
In her same argument, let me follow up. So should I not be able to say... Hey, I'm hanging with the boys tonight? Like, I don't get her rap. I just don't get it. I don't get how it's belittling. Women are great. Girls are great. Unless you're trying to say that they're lesser by calling them girls. But I don't think... If that's her point, then I guess I can see where she's getting at. But that's... To get people to stop using the word girls altogether, that seems kind of silly to me. You following?
I follow. And I also think there's... a lot more important things happening right now.
let's go with that. There's a lot more important things to worry about.
We've been running long now, so I'll just soldier through these quickly. I don't even want to get into this one, but it's just so sad to hear about this Jay Moore and Nikki Cox split. But I don't think people care about them, but my heart goes out to that kid, and especially like all these private details about the kid having to be made public now. Like the kid urinating himself. Like, I don't want that as part of the public record.
Right. Like why does that need to be put out there?
Also, major drama with Fuller House star Jodie Sweetin and her soon-to-be ex-fiancé. She does not have a good track record with men. Some positive couples news. Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod are continuing their romance from Miami to Los Angeles. They're going strong. Also, Selena Gomez and The Weeknd are going strong. I'm money obsessed. I wish I had Selena Gomez money. Like she has fuck you money in the bank. Like when you have fuck you money in the bank, you could really just do whatever you want.
You really can. Like,
Selena
She's enjoying
Gomez,
her life right now. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like she has so much money that she can just travel as a groupie, roadie, professional girlfriend or just enjoying her new relationship. Like she was just, she's been all over the world with The Weeknd. Now they're in Brazil together and That must be nice. I'm not, I'm not jealous at all. I'm aspiring. Like, that's aspirational. Like, I envision that in my future. Like, that would be nice. In other news, I don't understand, but yet another celebrity has had over $150,000 worth of jewelry stolen. Emmy Rossum. Huh. I don't get it. That's a lot of money in jewelry.
Yeah. Lock it up.
Yeah, lock it up. And geez Louise. Some more music news. Drake canceled his Amsterdam concert for the third time in a row. The same show he'd canceled once, rescheduled, canceled that one, rescheduled again, and then canceled that one 2 hours after the show supposedly was supposed to start. I don't get it. And finally, Facebook has launched a Facebook Stories app functionality.
Jeez. Really?
Just for the app. It doesn't work on the desktop. So if you are over Snapchat, you can now Snapchat on Facebook. Or if you never had a Snapchat because you're an old person, now you can experience what Snapchat is like on Facebook.
Yeah, but doesn't Facebook own Instagram and Instagram already has stories? Or are they just trying to target the people that don't have Instagram, maybe the older people, so they do stories? Maybe that's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's saying, yeah, Instagram is owned by Facebook and Instagram, it's the same functionality as Instagram
it's
stories.
Ridiculous.
But now on Facebook.
All right.
I'll never be using it.
Okay.
Why use it? Because I already do it on Instagram Live.
Yeah. I like Instagram. I like the gram. I like the stories. I don't even use my Snapchat. I'm an Instagram
guy. All right, let's take some calls.
All right.
Hi, guys. I have a really general question about Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but she recently bested Aretha Franklin's record for the most Hot 100 entries, which is funny because none of those songs have been number one. But I just want to know, do you guys think that she will be a timeless artist and that a lot of these songs will be remembered 10, 20 years from now? Thank you.
Perez, are you peeing?
Shut up.
Oh my God, you're peeing again? This is ridiculous.
I had my thing on mute. I muted it. I realized I could mute it now, and you ruined it. I was waiting for you to start.
I always let you start. Jesus.
Might as well just keep on. Hold on.
Are you still peeing?
Yeah, it was a
I mean, you
one.
Know we have like two more calls and the show is over. Like, you can't wait.
I could not wait it.
You
I
could not wait 3 more minutes to pee. You have, you have the tiniest bladder ever.
I had been holding it for a while and I went before we started. Do I think any of the Nicki Minaj songs will be timeless? Absolutely. I think just like some Lil Kim songs are timeless. Yes.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Olivia calling to say that I love the podcast. I listen to it every week. It's a pleasure to listen to you both. But, Booker, can you please tell Perez to go to the bathroom before the show starts? That
I
is
did.
So gross to listen
I
to him
did.
Go to the bathroom as he's answering questions. Yuck. Anyway, other than that, love the show. Looking forward to it next week. Take care. Bye.
I did go to the bathroom before we started. I drank a ton of water.
Hi, this is Amy from Oklahoma. I love you guys and the podcast. I just wanted to say that there's a cartoon on Nickelodeon called The Loud House that has a character with gay dads. It's a very cute and positive show, and it doesn't really focus on the gay dads. They're just there, and it's normal. So that's awesome. They even have a few episodes dedicated to this character, so you should look them up and watch them with your son. Also, I know it's your business to talk about pop, but I was just wondering what kind of country singers or music that you like, if you like any. Thanks so much.
Good
that's
question.
A great opportunity for me to share two new country artists. Actually, I'll share three. I love country music. I've been posting a ton of country artists. One of my favorite things that I do myself, I have a staff, that's not a secret, people know that, but every single music recommendation on my website comes directly from me. I write every one of those posts, and you can browse them. If you go to my website, perezhilton.com, and you scroll or you click on the category that's called Listen to This, those are all my recommendations. So I have three great country music recommendations of people that you need to check out. One is this girl that I've been a champion of for a while. Her name is Kaylee Shore. She just dropped a new EP. And if there's one highlight track, it is this song called Odds Are. She's very much in the Taylor Swift vein of country music, which I love. And this other girl whose album I love that I bought also as well. I support music. I'm old. I still buy it. Her name is Ray Lynn. R-A-E-L-Y-N-N. And actually, she used to be on The Voice. So some of you might remember her from The Voice. But she made a great album. And I think she's going to have a real big future for herself in country music, which is, you know, not guaranteed for people on those shows. Although, actually, I think from all those shows of The Voice and American Idol, the ones that end up doing the best usually are the country music ones. And the last one that's a new country artist I would say you should check out is this guy named Sammy Arriaga, A-R-R-I-A-G-A. And he's kind of doing a really cool, very him fusion of country music with some Latin influences because he's a Cuban-American country singer. So I like those three. Check them out.
Great. There you go.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Maddie. My question is regarding Lisa Rinna's daughters, Delilah Bell and Amelia Gray. I just read a story on them, and they were being called the new Gigi and Bella Hadid. What are your thoughts on that? Personally, I think that Delilah Bell and Amelia Gray give off this very entitled vibe, and it's just not the same vibe that I get from the Hadid sisters. So what do you think? Do you think that they're the new Hadid sisters? Love the podcast.
Never heard of them.
She is accurate. These two girls are the teenage daughters of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin.
Oh, okay.
And they are slowly going to work their way up towards the mainstream. Right now they're not, but that's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
They're the new girls.
Okay.
Hey, Perez. My name is Ted, one of your fabulous gay listeners.
Hey.
In your podcast this week, you said how you wanted more advice questions.
Oh, yes.
Now, this isn't really an advice question or anything to do with what you were talking about on the show. But what I'm wondering, what all of my friends and I are talking about right now is this new season of RuPaul's Drag Race season 9, which is premiering this Friday. And I was just wondering if you had a favorite queen that's going to be on the show, anyone you like, anyone you hate, or anyone you think is a potential winner. I love Kimora Black and Shea Coulee. I think they're both fabulous. Wondering your thoughts.
I wish my name was Shea Coulee.
I've said this before. If I watched television, I would totally watch RuPaul's Drag Race. That's so up my steez for so many reasons. Like, it's fierce, it's fun, it's campy. I know the people involved. There's so many elements to it. But I don't watch TV. And this cycle, I don't know any of the girls competing. So I don't have an opinion. I have no idea.
All right. Well, free plug for the show. Watch it if you want.
Well, let's wrap it up with me. I forgot to bring this up earlier. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about my fabulous naked photo for my birthday.
Well, guys, we'll talk to you all next week. It's a great show.
Look it up on Instagram if you haven't seen it. I went completely naked and I looked so good.
Oh, put some goddamn clothes on, would you please?
Oh, no, I looked amazing.
Yeah,
I've lost so much weight. I'm strong. I've kept it off. I'm proud of myself. I inspire myself, damn it.
He's the Perez Hilton, by the way, on Instagram. A lot of people have been just writing Perez Hilton, the Perez Hilton. I'm just Chris Booker on Instagram or on Twitter. Give us a call, 800-721-1185.
Yeah, that's that.
And there you go. We'll do this again next week. Thanks, Perez.
Have a good one, everybody.